It's good to have your company. I mentioned this terrible theft from Old Government House yesterday at Parramatta, and it's a piece of our history. It's a fob, a seal fob that they used to use in the old days, and it's a way of you put it in wax and put it on letters, make it more official. It originally belonged to the Surveyor General, come explorer John Oxley. It was on display inside an exhibition case when some low bludger has pinched it. Now, Parramatta Police Crime Manager is Detective Acting Inspector Sean Heaney. He's on the line. G'day, Sean.
G'day, Ray. How are you, mate?
Not bad, mate. I mean, we deal with some pretty unusual things on the program, and you deal with more unusual things as a copper. But, I mean, who'd want to pinch this? It's a piece of our history, and obviously you'd think it's some bloke that did it on impulse and he's going to try and sell it in a pawn shop or something.
Well, yeah, that will certainly be part of our investigations. We've got some proactive strategies that we're looking at, and pawnbroking would be part of that. So, yeah, we're looking down that avenue of inquiry for sure.
Did he have to break into the cabinet, or was it just simply laid out in the cabinet?
It was in a Perspex cabinet with a tamper-evident switch, as I understand, which would have alerted people to any tampering with it, of course. But yes, that's certainly forming part of our investigation as to how he actually got it out of the cabinet as well.
Any CCTV?
No, the premises where it was taken from is a heritage listed building, and as such, there's some restrictions in place, as I understand it, that they can't have CCTV inside the building. So, unfortunately, we don't have that imagery, but we do have a description that's been provided by a witness of a male who was seen leaving the building around the time that this very unique item has been taken.
So we're talking about a person 175 centimetres tall, medium build, last seen wearing a black beanie, dark top, white stripe on it, carrying a small black backpack. And there'd be plenty of people in and around that area, Old Government House inside Parramatta Park, and I guess we're looking for people that may have seen him leaving. Obviously, it wouldn't have been obvious what he had because it had fit in the backpack or in his pocket as he pinched it. So we want them to contact you via Crime Stoppers, I'd imagine.
Yeah, that's correct, Ray. Anyone with information in relation to who this male may be or had seen this man around Old Government House at the time is asked to call Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000 or call Parramatta Police Station. We'll happily take your call. Yeah, definitely after the assistance of the public in relation to this one as well.
And what I said earlier is, if any, I mean, this is a piece of our history. It's got to be returned. And I mean, the monetary value would be minimal in relation to the amount of gold contained in it. It's not a large item, but the historic value is far in excess of its commercial value, so we need it to be taken back there. So I would suggest anyone that sees a bloke trying to offload it at a pub or somewhere around the place or selling on the street or at a pawn shop or whatever, get in contact with police urgently so we can just relocate it where it should be, and that's at Old Government House. And hopefully by the time I come back to work on Monday, you'll be ringing me saying, Ray, we got it back, which is what we need to happen.
I'm hoping that's the case, Ray. Just for everyone's information, we do have some images of the item up on our Facebook page, the New South Wales Police Force Facebook page, as well as the Parramatta Police Area Command Facebook page. So it will certainly stand out if someone is trying to sell this item on.
Okay. Well, I should also mention we put it up on our website at 2gb.com, so anyone can't get access to the other sites, they can have a look at it there and go from there. All good.
Yeah, that is brilliant, Ray. That's fantastic help. Thanks.
You don't work there with another inspector called Dan Nugent, do you?
I do.
You do?
I do. I know Mr.
You know
Nugent.
Him well? You know him well?
Fairly well, yes.
Have you seen him dancing at my wedding?
Oh, I haven't. I'll have to ask him for the video.
Well, there's a video circulator that can tell you that he's dancing very late in the night at the wedding, and he sent me a few abusive text messages about the fact that it was posted, but I can't help it if his colleagues grab hold of stuff off social media and put it up. And I would advise everyone involved with Inspector, I think he's still an inspector, isn't he? He hasn't been demoted or anything because of his dancing episode, that that he should blame the right people. That's his colleagues down there at Parramatta who posted all the stuff of him dancing. I'm very disappointed, Inspector, you haven't seen it yourself, but I'm sure once we hang up, you'll be straight on the computer to have a look for yourself.
I'll be searching the out, Ray. I'm sure it'll make for a good bit of office banter.
Good on you, Sean. All the best to you, mate. Thank you.
Cheers. Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, mate. Parramatta Police Crime Manager, Detective Acting Inspector Sean Heaney. 131873 is that open line number, 2gb.com. I told you I'd get scammed with you, Dan. 2gb.com, 4bc.com.au if you would like to join us. The time is 11:29.